Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good day wherever you are in the world. I bring this show to you from Hong Kong once again today, and I'm out of here today. Hong Kong, back to Malaysia. Looking forward to having a bit of a more relaxed afternoon than I've been having. You see, I've been going very, very crazy the last couple of weeks, and I'm actually starting to get really tired. So I wanted to take you through today a couple of things I think are really, really important. But before we do that, I just want to do a quick run through the market to just show what's going on, have a look at what's happening out there. Because look, we have seen a nice run up. I mean, look, if you check out Bitcoin, we've seen, you know, one of the best moves up, and this is really saying something, in the last few months. We've gone from, 5.8 up to where we hit a high of 6.7. So we've seen a $900 move. And we know that the market can do that move in a day. I mean, the last time we had that big seller bar, last time we were in the cradle zone, we saw a bearish candle that broke down. And we saw, what was that? That move was 6.7 down. And we saw like an $800 day that day. So it's taken a lot longer to get back up than what it did to get down. And we've seen four or five days of buying, you know, just grinding higher. Now today, we're sitting below the level of support, which was around that 5.550 or 60 level, right? So we're actually sitting right on at the moment. And the thing that I find interesting is that we've come just up outside of that cradle zone that I talk about. We have got a bearish candle right now. Now, it needs to be said that in an hour and a half, these candles will close and we will have a lot of bearish daily candles if the market continues to look as it is now. Now, I know there's a lot of hype out there, a lot of talk about this being the end of the bear run, the bulls are back, all this sort of stuff. That talk always comes back. That talk is always around. And the talk is always around because people just want things to happen. People want the market to go higher. But wanting the market to go higher doesn't mean it will. And we know that, right? We know that. So what's really, really important is the fact that you understand how to read the markets. Now, I understand it, so I'm telling it to you. Yes, we had some bullish divergence come in as this downturn played out. Right now, what we've got is a number of markets that are pulling back. Bitcoin, one of them. Ethereum is right where I want it. As a matter of fact, Ethereum looks fantastic for potential short when the candle closes. It's back in the 487 mark. It's underneath 500. It's in the cradle zone. It's a small candle. It's on a Fib level. I mean, it really has set up for a wonderful, wonderful looking short there on the daily. Now, I do focus more attention to the daily timeframes just simply because the daily trend is more powerful than an intraday trend. An intraday trend can be the beginning, of course, because it will show up prior to the daily, but I put much more weight on the daily. So Ethereum against the dollar looking great. Bitcoin Cash pushed up through 800 and has sold off since, down 2.23%. But it's interesting to see where it's come from. It hit the 61.8% and sold off pretty heavily. EOS, also small bearish candle. Cardano, also the same, but just outside of that zone or just roughly in it. Lumen, bit of a big candle down, nearly 4%. NEO's the one that's held up. NEO's been very strong the last few days. I mean, we had a decent move from, what was the number we went to? I mean, we came from 27. We moved all the way to 37, 38, 39. Decent sort of move. That's a big move even for our good friend NEO. IOTA is above support, but also looking more bearish. Ripple the same, and Litecoin also back in that area. But for me personally, Ethereum against dollar is an absolute jackpot there. If it sets up and closes, it's definitely one I'll be looking to raise an order on before I jump on this plane. Now, speaking of jumping on planes, aircon, and traveling around the world, I am absolutely shattered, like I said. I have not stopped for quite some time now, and it's starting to take its toll. So for me, I get really tired. Air conditioning wrecks my head, and I've been spending a lot of time traveling lately. The point I'm trying to make is this. You've got to look after yourself. So today, the Ethereum against the dollar trade, it really does stand out. It looks really, really good. And I should be able to, provided it all closes at the right time, I should be able to get an order on that prior to me leaving and having to go and jump on this airplane. But I won't be trading anything else today. I'll tell you why. I don't trade when I'm not feeling 100%. Now, it's not that I feel sick or anything like that. I'm just exhausted. I've pushed myself too far, and it's now time to relax. I've got Not a great deal on when I get back to Malaysia. Then the following day, I fly back to Sydney. So it's good. I do have the time for a rest. But you just got to take a bit more time out. And I read all these books and everything about how to maintain all this. And I listen to different podcasts. And I enjoy trying to, you know, I enjoy doing as much as I possibly can. But you've got to also take time out to yourself. Now, I do get quite a bit of time to myself when I'm traveling. But it's usually on the go. It's usually on the way to somewhere. It's usually about to do something. It's very rare that I actually get the chance to, you know, go and lay down by the pool or something. It's super important that you do this. It's really important that you take some time out. Because the thing is, the goals that you want to achieve, they're always going to be there and you can always get them. I'm not saying that that would be lazy. You know, I'm certainly not a lazy person. I need to take more time out and I've got to actually schedule it. It's bizarre. I literally, everything goes in my calendar, right? Everything goes in my calendar. If someone wants to book me, they've got to put it in the calendar because otherwise I live from my calendar. So for me, when I get back home, when I get back to Australia, I mean, I'll be in Sydney for one night and I jump on another aeroplane and go up to Noosa where I'm going to actually be taking some time out amongst other things. But I need to schedule some time to myself. Now, I should be doing that once a day for at least 20 minutes. At least 20 minutes. Whether that be meditation or I do Qigong or you do Tai Chi or you just sit there in a quiet space and do nothing. Because mindfulness is really important for not just trying to achieve your goals, but for thinking clearly in general and having a good life. So it's something I've got to put more time and effort into. I put so much time and effort into so many things, but sometimes I forget to look out for me and take some time out. So that's going to be my task for the next couple of days. I still have things I have to do, but they are easing off and I'm going to ease off on myself and try and relax a little bit more. Guys, I hope you have a fantastic day. I'll speak to you all again very soon. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.